Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say some places have a way of holding onto their favorite souls. And if the stories are true, the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill is one of them. Nestled among the brick walkways and ancient oaks of the University of North Carolina, the Carolina Inn has been a centerpiece of Southern charm and history since 1924. But behind its polished wood floors, grand fireplaces, and genteel atmosphere, something else lingers. Something unseen but often felt. Guests speak of doors locking themselves without warning, televisions and lights flickering to life in the dead of night, and belongings that seem to vanish only to reappear in strange places. Most unnerving of all, many of these incidents seem to trace back to one playful spirit, Dr. William J. Cox. A physician in life, a resident in death, or so the tales say, Dr. J. Cox called the inn home for nearly two decades. And if the rumors are to be believed, he never quite checked out. His mischievous sense of humor seems alive and well, delighting in harmless pranks that leave guests laughing, spooked, and sometimes questioning what's real. Tonight, we'll step inside room 256, the epicenter of the activity, and explore why so many believe that at the Carolina Inn, history doesn't just live on, it plays tricks on you. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Carolina Inn opened its doors in 1924, a gift to the University of North Carolina and a lasting vision from one of its proud alumni, John Sprunt Hill. Designed with the elegant lines of colonial revival architecture, the inn blended seamlessly with the university's historic surroundings. Hill envisioned it as more than just a hotel. He wanted it to be a warm, welcoming place for visitors, alumni, and scholars, a living room for the university itself. At a time when North Carolina was growing but still clinging to its deeply rooted traditions, the Carolina Inn symbolized a bridge between old and new. Grand chandeliers hung from tall ceilings, thick carpets muffled the sounds of footsteps, and fireplaces cracked merrily in the grand parlor during the winter months. Faculty, students, and visiting dignitaries crossed its threshold for decades, many feeling an immediate sense of comfort, of belonging. As the years passed, the Carolina Inn built a reputation not only for its southern hospitality, but for its deep ties to the community. Generations of Tar Heels celebrated milestones here, weddings, anniversaries, academic accomplishments. It wasn't just a hotel. It was a place where memories rooted themselves in the very walls. But memories weren't the only things that seemed to stay behind. Among the many guests who passed through the Carolina Inn's doors, one man left an especially deep imprint, Dr. William J. Cox. A physician by profession and a beloved figure within Chapel Hill, J. Cox came to reside at the inn in 1948. At first, it was simply a place to stay while he transitioned between homes, but somehow the Carolina Inn captured his heart. 1 year stretched into two into five. And before long, J. Cox had lived there for nearly 17 years, calling it his permanent residence. Described as an eccentric yet lovable man, Dr. J. Cox had a sly, mischievous wit and a penchant for playful jokes. Guests and staff remembered him fondly, always with a twinkle in his eye, a warm greeting, and a knack for making everyday moments a little more amusing. Though he could command a room with his intelligence and professional experience, it was his light-hearted spirit that truly endeared him to those who knew him. When Dr. J. Cox passed away in 1965, it was a quiet loss for the Carolina Inn. No grand farewell, no pomp, just an absence that felt somehow heavier than expected. He had lived, laughed, and loved within those walls for so long that it was hard to imagine the inn without him. And maybe, just maybe, he wasn't ready to leave either. It didn't take long after his death for the stories to start trickling out. Guests reported strange incidents almost immediately. Doors that locked from the inside, lights that blinked or flared without cause, and keys that jammed or refused to turn. Sometimes personal belongings, scarves, jewelry, shoes would vanish, only to turn up hours later in odd places. Staff working night shifts spoke in hushed tones about footsteps echoing down empty hallways or feeling an unexpected presence brush past them in deserted corridors. The activity wasn't confined to one area, but there was a consistency to the reports that couldn't be ignored. Room 256, where Dr. Jackox had lived, seemed to carry a special charge. Those who stayed there often left with stories, sometimes unsettling, but more often tinged with an odd humor, as if the tricks being played were meant to amuse rather than terrify. Maintenance workers were among the first to bring the strange happenings into the open. Stories circulated about repairmen summoned to fix lights or heating systems, only to find everything operating perfectly or systems that would inexplicably malfunction again moments after they left. Some refused to return to certain wings of the inn alone after dark. Still, as the tales grew, not everyone was quick to embrace the idea of a lingering spirit. Psychologists and skeptics pointed to very human explanations for the Carolina Inn's ghostly reputation. The power of suggestion, they argued, could easily be responsible. When a building's history is rich and atmospheric, guests might unconsciously expect or hope for something out of the ordinary to occur. A flickering light in a historic hotel can seem a lot more sinister when you've already heard whispers about a resident ghost. There were also natural explanations to consider. As charming as the Carolina Inn was, it was still an aging structure. Old electrical wiring could easily explain the mysterious flickering of lights and malfunctioning televisions. Drafts from ancient chimneys and shifting floorboards might account for cold spots or the eerie sensation of being followed. Creaking wood, the settling of foundations, even the reflective acoustics of high-ceilinged hallways could mimic sounds that would, to the eager mind, seem supernatural. And then there's the role of stress and travel. Guests staying at the inn often came from long distances, carrying the fatigue of travel, perhaps a bit of jet lag or the buzz of alcohol from evening festivities. Tired minds are fertile grounds for half-heard whispers, misinterpreted sounds, and the fertile flowering of ghost stories. Even paranormal researchers who ventured into the Carolina Inn admitted that historic settings like this could easily prime visitors to experience hauntings through the lens of expectation. The simple act of walking down a dimly lit corridor steeped in the echoes of history was enough to raise the hair on the back of one's neck. But while psychology, architecture, and imagination could explain some of the phenomena, it didn't explain everything. Throughout the 1970s and 1980s, the Carolina Inn's ghostly reputation grew. Publications like Our State magazine featured stories about the inn's playful spirit, and local newspapers occasionally mentioned the pranking ghost of Chapel Hill. Ghost tours of the town began incorporating stops at the Carolina Inn, often highlighting room 256 as a must-visit site for the brave of heart. Interestingly, the inn itself never tried to hide its haunted reputation. If anything, it leaned into the lore gently, treating it not as a dark secret, but as another colorful thread in its rich tapestry. After all, what better sign of hospitality than a ghost who pulls pranks instead of slamming doors or terrorizing guests? It wasn't long before paranormal enthusiasts began booking rooms specifically in hopes of encountering something unexplained. Room 256 became something of a pilgrimage site for amateur ghost hunters and thrill seekers, each hoping to capture a glimpse, a sound, or even just a feeling of Dr. Jackox still roaming the halls. Yet even as the interest grew, the Carolina Inn remained first and foremost what John Sprunt Hill intended, a place of welcome, of comfort, and of history. Guests could sip sweet tea in the courtyard, dine on southern delicacies in the bright dining room, and stroll the manicured lawns without ever feeling the heavy, oppressive air that clings to many so-called haunted hotels. If there is a ghost here, most agree, he's a gracious one. He's the soft chuckle at the end of a long hallway, the sudden click of a door just as you reach for it, the playful tug on your blanket when you're trying to get comfortable for the night. Not a menace. Not a specter of doom, just a lingering spirit who loved a place too much to ever really leave it behind. And as we step closer into the heart of the Carolina Inn, we'll soon find that the playful tricks and eerie encounters are only just beginning. Room 256 at the Carolina Inn holds a special reputation, a vortex where the playful energy of the past seems particularly stubborn about letting go. This was Dr. William Jaycock's sanctuary for nearly two decades, and if guest accounts are to be believed, it remains very much his domain even today. Visitors who stay in room 256 often recount eerily consistent experiences. Doors that had been securely shut suddenly swing open without explanation. Other times, guests return to their rooms to find the door mysteriously locked from the inside, as if an invisible hand had turned the deadbolt. In a place as meticulously maintained as the Carolina Inn, faulty locks are no casual matter. Yet maintenance staff repeatedly find no mechanical issues when summoned to investigate. It doesn't end with doors. Electronics in room 256 have their own peculiar quirks. Televisions flash on and off during the night. Alarm clocks, even when unplugged, have been reported to buzz loudly or blink erratically. Radios have tuned themselves to static and started playing faint, garbled music, only to fall silent the moment a bewildered guest approaches. And then there are the cold spots. Not the expected chills near an aging window or drafty hallway. These icy blasts appear mid-room, often in the dead center of the space. Guests describe feeling a sudden plunge in temperature, sometimes accompanied by the unmistakable feeling of being watched. It's a presence that's not malevolent, but impossible to ignore. Some visitors report the disconcerting sensation of laughter, soft, muffled, and very close. Others speak of seeing flickers of movement just at the edge of their vision, a fleeting shadow, a glimpse of a figure disappearing around a corner. And though few guests have reported full apparitions, those who have describe an older gentleman in early 20th century clothing, tipping an invisible hat or smiling faintly before fading into the ether. The Carolina Inn continues to hum with odd occurrences. The elevator, located near the center of the original building, has developed a curious habit of opening and closing its doors seemingly at random. Often, it stops at floors with no one waiting and no one inside to disembark. Some guests have even reported riding the elevator alone when it stops abruptly, the doors sliding open onto an empty, silent hallway, as if someone or something had summoned it from beyond. Hallways that should be empty echo with the sound of footsteps. Guests have described hearing someone walking right behind them, only to turn around and find nothing. A few staff members have recounted stories of moving carts loaded with linens or dishes down the halls, only to feel a light tap on the shoulder and find no one there when they turned around. Then there are the typewriters. In rooms long since stripped of office equipment, several guests and employees have reported hearing the rhythmic clack, clack, clack of old-fashioned typewriter keys. It's a detail that catches many off guard, but it fits perfectly. As a medical professional and scholar, he was said to be a prolific writer. Could it be that, even in the afterlife, he continues his correspondence? What makes the Carolina Inn's hauntings particularly fascinating is the tone of the encounters. Unlike the sinister reputations that cling to many haunted hotels, the stories here are often more mischievous than menacing. Guests describe their experiences with a strange fondness, even those who leave feeling a little unsettled. Many say they felt more amused than afraid, an unusual reaction when confronted with the unexplained. Take, for instance, the accounts of belongings mysteriously moved. One couple staying at the inn returned to their room after dinner to find their suitcases completely unpacked. Their clothes had been neatly folded and arranged on the bed. Initially thinking it was a housekeeping error, they soon learned that no staff had entered their room during their absence. Other guests recount shoes being stacked by the door or jewelry laid out on dressers, oddly thoughtful gestures, if a bit invasive. Then there's the humming. Multiple guests have reported hearing a low, cheerful humming outside their doors, particularly in the early evening hours. Sometimes the sound seems to drift closer, almost as if the unseen musician is strolling past. Yet when doors are flung open in search of the source, the hallway stands empty and still. As the stories continued to pile up, paranormal investigators began to take notice. Several teams visited the Carolina Inn over the years, setting up electronic equipment designed to capture evidence of supernatural activity. EMF detectors frequently spiked in room 256 and the surrounding halls, despite a lack of any obvious electronic interference. Temperature sensors documented sudden, localized drops of more than 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Audio recorders captured faint whispers, fragmented words that defied explanation. Yet skeptics remain firm. They point out that old buildings like the Carolina Inn often have outdated wiring and unpredictable electromagnetic fields. Drafts, shifting building materials, and the unique acoustics of colonial revival architecture could easily create the illusions of ghostly phenomena. The mind, primed by decades of ghost stories, fills in the blanks. Still, those who experience these moments firsthand often leave convinced. It's hard to explain away a door that locks itself, a cold hand brushing your shoulder, or the sound of disembodied laughter echoing in an empty hallway. No matter how you choose to interpret the Carolina Inn's stories, one thing remains clear. They are deeply woven into the fabric of the building's identity. Far from hiding its haunted reputation, the inn embraces it gently. Haunted history tours feature the inn as a highlight, inviting curious guests to listen closely, watch carefully, and remain open to the possibilities. Guests come to the Carolina Inn for weddings, anniversaries, graduations, and sometimes to chase a ghost. Room 256 remains a rite of passage for the brave and the curious, a space where visitors might, just for a moment, step into another time. Even among those who scoff at the idea of ghosts, few leave without feeling at least a small flicker of wonder. Maybe it's the heavy silence that descends just after midnight, broken only by the soft creak of settling wood. Maybe it's the way certain corners of the inn seem to hold the scent of pipe smoke or old books, faint and fleeting. Maybe it's the simple magic of a place where history feels so alive that it spills over into the present. The Carolina Inn stands today as a monument to Southern hospitality, rich history, and perhaps something just a little beyond our understanding. A place where the line between the living and the departed blurs, not with terror, but with laughter and lingering affection. One thing is certain, at the Carolina Inn, you are never truly alone. If the walls of the Carolina Inn could talk, they might tell stories of generations passing through, scholars, dreamers, visitors, and maybe, just maybe, a ghost with a mischievous grin. Throughout our journey tonight, we've heard how a beloved doctor and lifelong guest left a mark that seems to defy the finality of death. From doors that lock themselves to typewriters clacking unseen, it's clear that something, whether spirit, memory, or the imagination of eager visitors, continues to dance in the quiet corners of the Carolina Inn. Of course, not everyone is convinced. Environmental factors like faulty wiring, drafts, or natural acoustics offer practical, tangible explanations for the strange phenomena. Psychological theories, too, play their part. Expectation, suggestion, and the simple human yearning to connect with the unseen could easily color a guest's experience. We are, after all, storytellers by nature, always looking to weave meaning into the unexplained. But there's something almost comforting about the stories here. Unlike darker haunted locations that trade in fear and menace, the Carolina Inn's tales are filled with humor, kindness, and a playful spirit that seems to say, "Relax, you're among friends." Whether it's a ghost, a trick of the mind, or the echo of a history too rich to disappear, something special lingers. Maybe it's not about proving what's real or imagined. Maybe it's about honoring the possibility that some places and some spirits are too full of life to ever truly fade away. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.